I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where the Lord's Resistance Army has renewed attacks. According to the United Nations, the LRA is forcing thousands out of North Kivu. Fran de Rocher is with Mission Aviation Fellowship Africa.
They're a very brutal group, and they're causing a lot of trouble up there, and many people are fleeing. And right now, I know our guys are flying in support of a lot of the relief agencies trying to get some aid and medicines and food up there.
Meanwhile, the Philippine Supreme Court rejected a Muslim autonomy deal that's left the islands in turmoil. With the encroachment of Islam, the hope of Christ requires a swift response. Christian Resources International has a ministry team leading several church leadership conferences in Manila, Iloilo, and Panay. CRI's Fred Palmerton says a funding shortage couldn't hold them back.
We've already got the materials that we're going to need for that project are over there and waiting, so we're just so blessed by that and excited. They're in good hands and just waiting for the arrival of our team.
Pray that the resources will reach those who need the tools the most. And SIM International is in need of a few more workers to help spread the love of Christ in Nepal. Since the fall of the king 2 years ago, Nepal's been a secular state. Since Hinduism is no longer the national religion, Nepali Christians have a stronger foothold for ministry. But SIM has only one missionary in Nepal. They're looking for more workers with a passion for holistic ministry. If you or someone you know is interested, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by former MAF President Max Myers, who shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.